Hello.
Hey, I think we got disconnected
We
again.
get disconnected again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
as I was saying,
Go ahead.
this could be 174, and whatever the deductions are, that could be after all the loads and everything. That's all I can tell you. As I mentioned earlier this morning, it's because I don't have the let me check. As a bank statement, let me check. Hold on a second.
Sure.
I have everything saved, so I'm
Okay.
gonna open it one by one.
Okay.
If I open the June 30th statement, it shows your new balance as of 6:30, $135,000. You see what I'm saying?
Where are you seeing that?
Yeah, you're over a bank statement, the first page.
Okay, the bank statement, yeah.
At your account statement,
Yeah,
first
I
page,
s
say your new balance as of 6/30/2016 is $135,000. So I don't know why you're looking at $27,000.
No, so you see the deposits and credits and interest? You only have a deposit of 49,476. Because
But
the balance
the
just means
rest,
like whatever you have saved up to.
what is it?
Because the
Yeah, but
balance,
I
yeah.
completely understand that that's for previous months and previous months. But if you're saying deposit, credits, and interest is 50,000, and the rest, the most revenue comes on the credit card. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but where does
That.
the credit card money go to? It doesn't go into this account, or does it go to another account?
That I don't know myself. I think it should go
Yeah.
because this is a Candice management account. It's a business account. It
Yeah.
should come to this.
Because you see, because from the same bank account, you should go to the bottom. The PMG deposit is only 26,884. And you
So
said the
on
PMG is the how you know the credit card sales or the gasoline, the credit card,
I think
everything.
you know they are the gasoline. The Shell holds more. So the PMG is the dealer that we get the site that
Yeah.
send us loads and everything. But the
Yeah.
credit card reports and credit card individuals, everything that goes, that data is saved to Shell.
Right. But I'm
Yeah,
just the
that's.
only thing is just because I just feel like I just feel like there's some revenue that's missing, and I'm just trying to get all clarification so I we know exactly where your money is going to. Just because your sales is just so high for the merchant statement, and then the 26,000 all is on, the only amount that you guys got from all the sales is just it they're just kind of confused on that part.
Okay, that's what I was telling you. Like
Yeah.
the money of the credit card, it goes directly to Shell. And whatever after the percentage, as I told you this morning, the
Yeah.
credit card percentages and everything, and then whatever is, then it comes to our account, right?
Yeah, so basically the 175 is how much you guys sold, including
Yeah, so
like the
at here, looking at the end of
gasoline,
the
the
June, we
credit
got
card,
$5,000.
the food and all that stuff. And then what Shell does is they d deduct all the money that it costs for the gasoline, right? Basically the
Yep.
inventory.
And then
And
they
then the
get the
rest gets
27, the
deposited
rest costs
into your account, right? Of the 26,884.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was
Okay.
telling
That's
you.
only for 15 days.
And that's only for 15 days.
That's only for 15 days, okay. And then the next 15 days you get more money?
Yep, every other 15 days we get the commission, the half of
Okay.
it.
So, because in June you guys only got paid once then.
Let me call him the bank statement. As I told you, it's not it's I don't have control
That's
over
okay,
that.
you know. I mean, you know, I trust what you guys are saying. I just want to make sure, you know, I get
I
you the
can't
best
be.
approval possible because, you know, if it just shows that you guys have 26,884 from the credit card, then I have to change the number. That's why. So I just want to make sure we get the right number.
Yeah,
Yeah.
as I just mentioned, I think we get every other 15 days deposit twice from the PMG or the Shell. They deposit whatever the remaining after all the credits and everything. So PMG is the
Okay.
only one that deposits the money.
Okay,
After,
okay.
remember I was telling you this morning, the loads
Yeah.
and the cost price, and just
Yeah.
it's like end of the month EFT report that we get, end of the month report. So it goes minus, plus, plus, minus, minus, plus all the time. And then whatever remaining that it, that they owe us, and that's what they deposit, you know, as a profit.
Okay, let me just look at May's real quick here. Sure. Okay, so May looks like you guys get deposited. Okay, May you got three times.
That's what I'm saying. So one month, maybe there's... That's what I'm saying. We get every 15 days later, they deposit.
Okay, okay. And okay, perfect. So I'll just let them know that you guys don't have any other report, but this is... I'll just change the numbers,
this is,
basically.
This is the actual report, and this is the only paperwork that we have, and this is the only account that we deal with. And the rest money comes from the PMG, the dealer that we get the gas from. As I was mentioning it this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Will that help now?
Yeah, yeah, that clarifies a bit for me. So I'll go ahead and let them know exactly what you told me, and then and I'll let you know once I get another update.
Okay, so if you also like, that's what I was thinking. As a, I can ask him if we want to, if you would like to have as a 6 month invoices as a statement wise that how many times money has been deposited in a bank. We can also send you that as well once I spoke to him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. I mean, if you want those paperwork. If not, then you can.
Okay. I'll just relay this message over to the underwriters working on your file, and then if I need it, then I'll just let you know again.
Okay, that will work for us.
Sure.
As long
so
as
if I don't need it, I don't want you to waste your time, you know, getting more documents and stuff.
That's what we talked
so.
About this morning.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and follow up with that, and whatever it comes out, whatever the outcome, do give me a heads up, and then we can take it from there.
Okay.
Looking forward to see what you can do for us.
Sure. Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
I appreciate it. So I'll be waiting for your call, your email.
Okay. Sounds good. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.